Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's activities as a salesman for the Farm and Needlework Weekly magazine have thus far resulted in a grand total of no sales. He's pretty discouraged, and his one ambition now is to get back his share of the store and bakery, which he unintentionally signed over to Abner several days ago. As we look in on the little community today, Abner is over at the barber shop and has left Cedric to look after the store. Lum is telling Cedric his troubles. Listen.
Yeah, I just got to find something to do. That's all there are to it. I spent the last $15 I had for the exclusive agent for that magazine, Farm and Needlework Weekly, and I don't believe you could even give that thing away.
No, Mom, I don't like that magazine very well, Mr. Lum. Ain't enough pictures in it.
Well, to be honest, Cedric, there ain't much reading in it, neither. Grannies, I just got to get back in this store. That's all there are to it. Maybe I can find a loophole in that paper I signed and get back through it somewhere or other.
Loophole? Well, there's a hole back there in the feed room where the cat comes through, but I don't much believe you could make it through there, Mr. Lum.
No, Cedric, I don't mean crawl through a hole. Wait a minute. Granny, there comes the one fella in this town that can help me.
Mom,
I don't know why I never thought of asking Squire Skimp before. If there's anybody that can discover loopholes in contracts, he's him. Don't you let Abner know I was talking to him about this, though, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mom, I won't.
Don't let on. Well, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Hello, Mr. Squire.
Hello, Cedric, my boy. Why, this is quite a surprise seeing you in here, Lum. Has Abner taken you back into the business?
No. No, he ain't, Squire. I'm still a lone wolf.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear it, Lum. Cedric, get me a can of smoking tobacco there, please. You know my brand.
Yes, Mom, I'll get it.
All right.
Squire, while you're in here, I'd sort of like to get your advice on something.
Why, of course, Lum, of course. Always glad to help an old friend. You know me.
It's about Abner keeping me out of the store here. I was wondering if you knowed any loopholes I could lawsuit him with and get my share of this store and bakery back.
Well, as I understand it, Lum, you signed a document investing Abner with sole ownership of the business. Is that true?
Yeah, but I just done it for a joke. I never actually meant it.
No, but intention behind the act would carry little or no weight with the courts of law, I'm afraid, Lum. No, it's a fair and legal document, and it binds the parties of the first and second part thereof to the word and deed of the instrument.
Does, huh?
Yes, indeed, yes. Ex post facto corpus delicti.
Come over that again, Squire.
Ex post facto corpus delicti, Lum.
That's what I feared you said. It's as bad as that, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. No, Lum, I wouldn't take this to court if I were you. I'm afraid it just costs you a lot of time and money, and you lose the case. Because I know Abner could produce that document.
Oh, yeah. That's what he'd do, too. Just show us the world. Just sneaking enough to show it in court.
Well, naturally he would, Lum. That's the evidence that his whole case would rest on.
Some fellas is like that. You can't trust them at all. Take unfair advantages of you.
Well, now, what you should have done, Lum, is consult me before you ever got yourself into a deal.
Mr. Backer, Mr. Squire.
Oh, yes, thank you, sir.
Anything else you wanted?
No, that's all, I guess. Just put it down on the book, Cedric. Well, I better
be going. Wait, Mr. Squire, I can't do that.
What's that?
Mr. Abner told me not to put nothing more on the books for you.
Oh, he did. Well, in that case, don't put it on the books then, Cedric. I'll pay for it some other time.
Yes, Mom, that'll be a lot better.
If there's anything else that I can do to help you, Lum, why, just let me know.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Squire.
Not at all. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day.
Granny, did you hear that, Cedric? ex post facto lecto or something. Looks like that dead blame Abner's got me all right. I don't mind telling you, Cedric, I'm getting desperate. I got to get myself some money somewhere.
Yes, Mom.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't want to lend me a few dollars, would you, Cedric?
Oh, no, Mama, don't think I would.
Spirit of that. Well, you got money. I know you got money in the bank.
Yes, Mom, but my papa's got it in his name. He won't let me get to it. Can't touch it.
Oh. You're working here in the store. You get a salary for working here, don't you?
Well, I ain't working after today, though. I'm quitting so as I can drive Dick Huddleston's woman over at Hot Springs. Fixing to visit my uncle over there, too.
Well, you ain't quitting permanent, are you?
Oh, I don't know. Ain't thought that far ahead yet. I'm trying to think I am, though. Why don't you try to get my job, Mr. Lum?
Oh, no, I... Wait a minute. Friendies, maybe you got a good idea there, Cedric. Yeah, I can make a little money to eat on, and in my spare time, I can hunt around for that paper I signed. And when I get my hands on it, I ain't just going to tear it up. I'm going to chew it up and swallow the whole dead blame thing. Yes, sir, that's what I... No, won't work.
Mom?
No, I can't ask Abner for no job.
Why not?
Well, that's just exactly what that little dried-up varmint wants me to do. Come crawling to him, begging him for a job. No, sir, not me. But now, wait a minute. Of course, if he'd come to me and ask me to take it, that'd be different, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Well, of course it would. Granny, that's what I got to do. Get Abner to beg me to take the job. It's a cinch he'd got to get somebody to help him in here.
Yes, Mom, he's got to have some help. Wait a minute. Here comes old Mousy Gray. Reckon what he wants.
Uh-oh, I know what he wants. He's been pestering me all week. He figures that just because I was his fight manager and got him to quit his job over at the mill, that I ought to get him another job.
Well, ain't he going to do no more fighting, Mr. Lum?
No, I told him I'd write to some fighters and promote some fights, but he says all that's through now. He ain't going to do no more fighting because Gussie won't let him. Wait a minute, though. Maybe I can use him.
Mom?
Well, hello there, Mousy, old boy.
Hello, Lum. Cedric.
I'm glad to see you, Mousy. I think maybe I got something lined up for you.
Gee, have you really? Well, I certainly need to get back to work, Lum. You know, things haven't been going very good for me and Gussie since I quit at the mill over there. That mill was just like a mother to me.
Yeah, I know, but you like this better, Mousy. You see this button?
Yes, sir.
It says, Special Agent, Frisbee Publishing Company.
Well?
I paid $15 for that. It means I got the exclusive right to sell the Farm and Needlework Weekly in all of Polk County. And I'm going to give it to you.
Give it to me? Oh, no, Lum, I couldn't let you do that.
Well, I want to do it, Mousy. Here, we'll pin the button right on your coat there.
Look at that.
There you are. All the profits you get out of the magazine are yours.
Well, gee, I don't know what I can ever do to thank you, Lum.
Well, it's something you can do for me right now, Mousy. Just happen to think of something.
What's that?
Well, Cedric here is quitting his job, and I want to get it. I want to get back in the store here. But I can't come right out and ask for it. So I want you to talk to Abner for me.
You want me to talk to him?
Yeah, you see, if Cedric done it, Abner expected I'd put him up to it. But he'd never in the world expect you.
Well, what shall I tell him?
Hey, Mr. Lum, there comes Mr. Abner.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here, Mousy, you just tell him that you know a feller that he can get that'll do the delivering and get down early in the morning and sweep out and do the baking and wash the winders. Tell him it's a feller that knows the grocery business upside down and backwards.
Yes, sir.
Better hurry, Mr. Lum.
And if he asks about salary, tell him $10 a week. No, wait a minute. Make it $5 a week. He can eat enough to make up the difference.
Yes, sir.
I'll hide over here behind the counter so Abner won't see me. Now, pour it on strong there, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Boy, this is fun.
I just hope I can remember everything. Let's see now. Sweep out the store and wash the windows, and,
make the delivers.
Yes, make the deliveries.
Wait a minute, here he comes. Better be quiet. Hello, Mr. Abner.
Well, hello, Cedric. Everything been going all right?
Yes, Mom. Say, Mr. Abner, Mousy here wants to talk to you about something.
Oh, hello, Mousy. Never seen you standing there.
Howdy, Abner.
Lum wanted Mousy to tell you about the job I'm quitting. Ain't that it, Mousy?
Yes, sir.
Go on, Mousy, and ask him.
Well, Abner, would you like to hire a fellow that would make all the deliveries and get down early in the morning and sweep out the store and do the baking and
wash the windows.
And wash the windows?
Hey, doggies, that's just what I am looking for. How much would that cost me, Mousy?
$5 a week.
$5 a week? Hey, doggies, that's a deal. Yes, sir, that is a deal.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, I better call Lom and tell him.
Hey, you don't need to, Mousy. I heard every word of it. Good for you, Abner.
Why, Lom Edwards, what are you doing back there?
It don't matter now. What you just did is more important.
Huh?
Granny's Abner, this is awful thoughty of you. I just don't know how to thank you.
Well, don't thank me. I'm just tickled to death to get somebody for $5 a week.
Yeah. Well, of course, a man like me ought to get at least $10 a week.
Yeah. Well, you're too late now, though, Lum. I just now hired Mousy.